Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful program for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got my Fortress of Louisburg shirt on today. Know your history. If you ever get a chance to go to Nova Scotia to Fortress Louisburg, do it. Worth it. Worth it. Worth it. I wish that people would be like Dolly. She's political. We all are. We all have a viewpoint. But hey, oh yeah, that's right. She didn't talk about it. Like all these libertards. Well, soon the crazy effer will kill someone on Fifth Avenue because Trump's psycho. He's all loony bins. How you doing, Trump? Yes. Where were you when the towers fell? You know, I was about 20 blocks up. Da da da. So, what do you, in your professional opinion, expert, what would you do? Well, we quit. The terrorists win. We can't let the terrorists win. You know, we gotta keep going. Well, there you go, folks. What a guy. What an expert. Thank you, expert. Thank you for your professional opinion of Trump. He's president and a Republican, and oh, he's a Looney Tune. He doesn't know anything. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They weren't saying that when he was. Some people said he was arrogant, but that's about it. AOC said that billionaires should not exist until she becomes one. Ryan Newman was released from the hospital. That's just awesome news, you know. Go Ryan Newman. Yeah. Yeah, imagine if Donald J. Trump did this, you know. Bernie Sanders gives his wife a job as a media buyer and gets a percentage of the billions that they sell in advertising. Does she have a background in it? No. Advertising? No. Media buying? No. Nothing. But he got her the job. And she's raking in the millions. Where do I sign up to be a politician so I can do all the stuff that would put me in prison for 25 life sentences and get away with it? I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there. How do I sign up? How do I get into one of those experiments like AOC? Maybe I need to be like psycho on this show. You know, I'll get into that. Oh wow, you know, the open, you know, we need to have open borders and everything, because see, what's really going on here is legal immigration doesn't bring enough immigrants into this country. We need more. I mean, sorry, call me an asshole, but until no vet is homeless, until no American-born citizen is homeless or goes without eating, screw border jumpers. We can't even take care of our vets, but we're going to bring in more illegals because legal immigration doesn't bring in enough. How did Manchester United do against Club Brugge? I'll get into that. And so much more, folks. Oh, man, I'm just thinking about that game. That and so much more. So welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta love technology, huh? Okay, folks. Romans 8:39. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. No power in the sky above or the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Think about that. Powerful message. Think about that. Think about that as going through day to day, and it's just incredible show we got for you today, you know, because I just want to know, how do I sign up? How do I get in that social experiment? How can I sit there so I can insider trade, I can do all kinds of illegal crap, I can sit there and I can buy billions of dollars in advertising and have my wife sell it and buy it, and we get a percentage of it, and we can make millions of dollars. Oh, we'll have to be we'll have conservative values, but we'll be Democrats. That way, we can get away with all this stuff. Because if we were a Republican doing that, they'd rake us over the coals. You know, just like, you know, like Bernie Sanders is not. You know, imagine if that was Trump's kids buying Trump's advertising and getting money. What if that was Trump's kids? Yeah, they'd be. The media be all over that. How dare, that's an abuse of power. How dare the potential presidential candidate using his own son to make more millions and load his own pocketbooks. But Bernie Sanders, oh, that's fine. That's legit. That's called legit. It's called double standard. It's called, if you didn't want a wall under Obama, then understand you don't want a wall now. If you've never been for a wall and you don't want one now, then I can at least say, hey, at least you're not flip-flopped. But that's the world we live in. Everyone just flip-flops. A wall one day, not a wall the next day. One day this, one day that. I wanted a wall from day one, and I still want a dang wall. I ain't changed my viewpoint. I'm tired of spending billions of dollars fighting wars when we got starving people right here. I'm very libertarian. Well, that's just how it goes. I mean, you can't sit there. If you're a true American, you can say, this is what George Bush did right. This is what he did wrong. This is what Bill Clinton did right. This is what he did wrong. Lord help me. This is what Reagan did right. There's some things he did that I don't agree with. Here's what Trump's done right. Here's what he's done wrong. Like Obama. This is what he's done wrong, and this is what he's done wrong. Oh, he was a smooth talker. I mean, see, I would hate to be, if I was single and Obama was single and I was a woman, I would be afraid to date him. Because he's a smooth talker. He's talking your ear here and taking from your pocketbook over here. That's what it is, because, you know. But, I mean, I do this stuff. You know, the midterms are like the NFC Championship games. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I'll put it like this for everyone. Okay, like the midterms is like watching the Champions League final game, and you don't have a, and you don't really care who wins. You just want to watch an exciting football game. The presidential election is like having a Manchester United or an Everton or someone that, hey, I want them to, yeah. They're going to, you know, it's my Super Bowl kind of. It's my bit. I love it. And I'm tired of people that are actors or singers or think they can sing. You know, like, my name is Cher. I can't sing. Give it up. You suck. I'm not saying I sing. I can't sing. I'm not saying that, but I mean, if you think you can sing, stick to singing instead of bitching. Well, Trump's crazy. Trump this, you know. If you have constructive criticism, like, hey, I think he should have. I liked what he did here, you know, and it's, and you can back it up with facts. Oops, that's the no word for Democrats. They don't understand facts. The 4-letter word, F-A-C-T, fact. Understand that word. Makes no, it's not in their vocabulary. But if you got, but just, well, Trump's retarded, man. I know he is. See, Trump rode in a little yellow bus with a helmet. I know he did. How does that solve anything? How does that make you, how does these liberals that are bashing Trump, how is that solving anything? How is that making you look good? Look at this, man. I made a music video and I cut off Trump's head, man. Yeah. Trump, man. How does that make you? You look like a retard. Just want to take Eminem and put a helmet on. Here you go. Get on that little yellow bus. Oh, you got to go to the back, that little elevator. Because it makes them look like retards. If Eminem could come out and say, well, this is what I think. Look, I'm from Detroit. He's bringing jobs back, man. He's making it better, man. He's trying to do something. At least he's trying. I may not agree with 100% what he's doing. No, they're not doing that. They're just bashing the bash. Trump will soon shoot someone in New York, said Cher. He's going to shoot someone in New York. Trump is going to kill somebody. He's going to go on an alcoholic binge, even though he didn't drink. Oh, I didn't. I forgot. Oh, wow. Oops. Yeah, facts don't matter to him. Yeah, ginger is the only ale I drink. Yeah, I got. Yeah, I was tired of Marianne, so I moved on to ginger. Yeah, the younger generation won't get that Evans Island joke, but, you know, got AOC. Billionaires should not exist until she becomes one. Then she will, well, you know, because Bernie Sanders was against millionaires. Now he's a millionaire. That's what happens. Bernie Sanders now wants to get rid of millionaires. No. He switched because he's a millionaire now, so he can't get rid of what he is. You know, that's, you know, you can't say you want to get rid of millionaires because then every congressman and senator would be gone. Not necessarily a bad thing. Thank you, my producer. She's not here, so she's sharing stuff and doing stuff, so it's cool. Thank you, but it's just the truth. You know, they don't care. You know, maybe we should, if billionaires shouldn't exist, so millionaires are okay. I wish they'd go back to hate millionaires because they're all millionaires. Maybe they can hate themselves. That'd be a good thing. That'd be a good thing. But hey. But that's where we are in this nation. People need to wake, and people are waking up, and it's great. And I've been someone that I try to wake people up. I don't care if you're a liberal. Show me how socialism has solved any problem or fixed any country. It hasn't. I have someone, I think I gave it to the girl. It was a book completely in Russian, and I thought she was going to stab somebody. I'm not even kidding you. See this right here? See this? It says there's 110% corn production, 140% wheat production, soybeans, rice, all over 100%. We were starving. We have nothing. We have nothing in our country to eat. There's no food, nothing. But it says here in this government-issued book, 100% to 110%, 105%. How do you get 105% crop? Unless you, they probably wrote down that they expected to get like 2 ears of corn, and when they got 3 ears of corn for the whole nation, there you go. Socialism. But these kids, socialism is the cure, and we got to get rid of the disease, Trump, because capitalism is bad. Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I want to get, yeah, Faith Reed, thank you so much for your comment, because I was, they have commercials now where Obama is supporting Mike Bloomberg. You would think if you were a president, the president would back his vice president running for office. Obama's not doing that. And I mean, if they figure out, because I've been asked this question before, and like, what if, and it's kind of, it was a hypothetical. Some guy came up to me and goes, what if they fixed the glitch? What if they figured out what made Hillary lose with like programming the computers or whatever? Because there were several people that were trying to use the, they're trying to vote for like the Republican, and it always ended up showing a Democrat voting. I remember, and I've shown this video before on the conversation page, there's a guy in court, and he showed a program. He goes, you put this program in the computer, you type in, or you say, like, all Republican ticket, it's going to show you voting all Republicans, and when it goes in there, it'll flip the vote. And it can flip the vote however, it can either do one or two ways. They can make sure that, and you can put in, let's say, like, 55%. To where it'll guarantee whoever you want to win wins by that percentage, so that you can, so that it's too high to where they won't recount, but it's believable. And, oh, but you know Hillary Clinton, well, you can't rig an election, you can't hack it, you can't hoax it, you can't do this, you can't collude, you can't do any of this. And the Democrats, you know, will accept the result of the election. Conservatives won't. They'll say that it was, there was collusion and there was hacking and rigging. See, there are tons of fail safes in these computers to ensure that you can't do that. And guess what? Democrats are still trying to win the 2016 election. They can't accept the result of the election. You know, it's. But people are waking up and they're saying, "Oh, we're done." Look at California. I could see California going Republican. I don't know how you can't be. I've known people are leaving that state in droves. And then you have people that, I don't care who's at fault, Republicans or Democrats, I'm tired of sweeping crap off my floor. If you're blaming Trump for it, then what are you doing to fix it? I learned this a long time ago. The whole time you've been complaining about something, you could have had that problem solved and the food out to the customer. Well, I didn't cook it. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. No, I cooked this one, not that one. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't. The whole time you guys are bitching back and forth, that steak could have been made and out to them and done properly. Who cares if it's... Okay, let's hypothetically say that all these syringes, all these needles, all these illegals and homeless and all the sanctuary stuff is Trump's fault in California. What are you doing to make sure it doesn't happen? How are you trying to fix the problem? How are you trying to fix the problem? If you ever saw Whale Wars with the Sea Shepherds, the main guy was like, yeah, anyone could put up a sign, you know, protect the whales, save the whales. Well, okay, yeah, you can preach all you want about saving the whales, but guess what? Japanese are killing thousands and thousands and thousands. Oh, it's for research. Yeah, we have a wolf park near where I live. We don't have to kill wolves to study them. Guess what? He said, nah, I can put up a banner all day long. I can blame Trump all day long, but how is that solving the problem? No, you need to sit there and do something about it. He said, okay, yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to stop these Japanese whalers. We're going to go after these fish. These people, you know, because like they're saying, a lot of Japan, and a big chunk of Japan, what you think, if you think you're eating tuna, more than likely it's either dolphin or whale. Because they tested a bunch of people's hair, and their hair is laden with dolphins. Are very, usually if you eat a bunch of dolphin meat, you'll be you'll get mercury poisoning. Same thing with eating a lot of whale meat. It's okay in very moderation, but a lot of it is high in mercury. But my point is, they're doing something about it. They're not just, well, look at this. This is Trump's fault. See, you need to elect me again, okay? Well, so what? Okay, so let's say, okay, Trump's been here 3 years, Nancy Pelosi. What have you done in California to get rid of the feces and stop this problem? What have you done? What have you passed? Yeah, pass nothing, man. You're just sitting there. Well, we're going to impeach Trump. So what we're going to do, we're going to impeach him. We don't know why we're impeaching him, but we're just going to impeach him because, you know, it's an abuse of power. See, he used the American people to get elected president. That's an abuse of power. He used the American people so he could, no. Are you calling my wife stupid because she chose to vote for Donald Trump? Like, she doesn't have a brain. She can't think for herself there. Hillary Clinton? Are you kidding me? No, my wife has a brain. She can think for herself. She can vote for who she wants to.
That's why she votes Republican.
Thank you. I mean, I voted for libertarians in the past in Indiana, but when it gets tiring, when you sit there and you go, okay, I voted for a libertarian, and okay, like, the Democrat had 40,000 votes, let's say, the Republican had 50,000 votes and the Libertarian had like 1,000, not even close. And, you know, when you hear over and over and over again, well, you know, well, if I'm the right candidate, but we just got to get people that you're never going to get elected. Well, if everyone that said I'm never going to get elected would just vote for me, problem would be solved. You know, it's funny how I'm like, you know, Rob Blagojevich was, in my opinion, a patsy. Okay, we're going to pretend like we're going to make him do something illegal. We're going to bust him for it. We're going to bust him for it. And when we bust him for it, guess what? Hey, we're cleaning house. He's going to go to prison. See, when people do stuff as Democrats and it's illegal, we're going to, yeah. My producer's in the house.
I just got home.
But
I work.
Yeah, I was up at 3 o'clock. What were you doing? See, I wake up the roosters, hun.
What?
Over there.
Oh, thank you.
You know, see, I work. See, I wake up the roosters every day. Not many people do that, man. It's a hard job, but someone's got to wake up the roosters. Because how do you think they wake up anyone else? I had a guy as a baker. He goes, yeah, the bakers get up so early, they wake up the roosters.
You're something.
But, you know, it's just one of those things. I just try to have a little humor in the program, folks. But that's, see, going back to what I was saying, my wife has the ability to think for herself. Oh, well, the American people colluded with Trump to win the election. Yeah, that's right. We did. We wanted him. You know, if you would have cheated better, Hillary might have won. No, I honestly think if she would have taken Bernie Sanders, it would have been game, set, match. Because they have all these people at these Bernie Sanders rallies. That's why it didn't turn out. It's amazing within that stuff. It's an inside joke. But what I want to get into, folks, is that fact. I do believe why wouldn't Hillary take Bernie Sanders? Because if you go to these rallies, they love, everything's going to be free. Guess what? We're not going to have to pay for anything. I wish I could blow fairy dust in your face and go poof, everything's going to be free. Yeah, I'm running for president, folks. I'm announcing it right now. I'm going to be putting a printer in everyone's home. It's going to be a federal printer, so you can make your own money. You're going to have, so if you want to go shopping, you just print a couple hundreds, whatever. You know, I'll be able to go out to Essential Watches and buy me a bunch of Rolexes and some Panerais, and, you know, spend $6,000-$7,000 on a Rolex, spend about, you know, maybe $20,000 on a Panerai, whatever. You know, get me a Hublot. You know, because I'll be given, like, money printers to everyone. So you can print whatever you want. I think my wife will get a Rolls Royce, maybe 4 or 5.
I've come to the conclusion that if Bernie gets elected, we're quitting our jobs because everything will be free. We
yeah.
won't need them. We're
yeah.
quitting.
Well, what would
election
you...
day, bam, we're quitting.
Yeah, why would we need a job if everything's going to be given to us?
And people think that's a joke.
Yes,
well,
Melissa. Worst Republican is better than the best Democrat. I love it. I love it. But it's the truth. That's the pop. I love it. Faith Reed. I love you, brother. I love you, man. I love it because it's the truth. We need to sit there and save the environment. You know, we can't cut down trees. You know, but we're just gonna slaughter kids. You know. I thought Democrats didn't want to separate parents from their children, but I guess when it comes to yanking a baby out of the womb and deciding, okay, now we'll kill it. Yeah, that's okay. You know, hey, that's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to slice a baby in half and... you know, like I said, you know, having body parts in a freezer, that makes you Jeffrey Dahmer. But if you're a doctor and you do it at Planned Parenthood, that makes you... a supporter of women's rights. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. I got the coat hanger. Oh, no. So you can't... How dare you want to separate kids at the border and give them Xbox One X's and clean running water and better conditions than some vets have? You know, what I think we need to do is I'm going to start a GoFundMe page. And this GoFundMe page, we're going to raise money to fly all these vets to Mexico so that they can try to sneak across the border as illegals so that then when they get here, they'll get the Medicare and the medicine they need, the health care they deserve, the free food, the free everything. They can't get benefits. They can't get housing. They can't get nothing as a veteran that... and sacrificed for our bleeping country. I don't even know what's going on in their head. They got the 500-yard stare. And we're going to fly them over to Mexico and have them come back as illegals so they can get all the medical care, all the benefits, all the housing, and everything that they should have had from day one that they're not getting. That's what we need to do. Yep. Yeah, you're going to be one... Gonzalez, Martinez, Menendez, Jr. If you want to put the third, just try to remember that's your name. You're going to come across the border. When you get into California, you'll have free health care, free clothing, free food, place to live. They'll probably get you a job. If that's not the truth, I don't know what is, but that's... I mean, don't shit. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, that. But don't worry, folks, because, you know, like Bernie Sanders' wife, she has no experience as a media buyer or an advertising, but dirty. He abused his power to get her a job buying the media and advertising. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, a conservative couldn't do that because they'd be investigated. We're having the FBI. We're having Comey look into this because, you know, I mean, what we see right now is Pierre Delecto had his wife become the media buyer and she was making millions of dollars. And, you know, that's an abuse of power. And we need to look into that because even though he didn't become president, you know, we need to make sure because... That's wrong. You know, they'd be spending $20 billion a year tax dollars, having 50 million people investigating it from the FBI to the CIA to judges and to anonymous witnesses. Well, we have an anonymous whistleblower who I can't whistle like he does because it'll give his identity away. But, you know, trust me when I say that he's real, you know. And, I mean, his story is going to continuously change as the facts are proven wrong and fake and false, you know. We're going to change the story. Yeah, that's just what he told me. But, you know, that's how it would be if it was conservative that got their uncle or son or someone to see. There's an old saying, a good old saying. There's two types of people in this world: a man who runs around naked in my living room, and a man who does the same thing outside. One really don't matter. The other one you're kind of just forced to deal with. It's not a threat or anything. That's from the movie Hoosiers. Because, okay, if you don't like something, channel. Turn something else on. I had to hear Trump's whole speech. Oh, I can't believe it. No, you didn't. You can turn the channel. I watch MSNBC. I watch things from time to time because I have to know what they're saying. Like when there's a massive shooting, I want to hear in another country, I want to hear what they're saying. I want to hear how MSNBC is spinning it. I did not know this. Yes, this came up. I was reading this, that something that you could do that I did not know this, that you could get a medical marijuana card in New Mexico if you weren't a resident. Because it says, there's an article I've been reading through High Times that many probably were not aware that you could do this at all, but soon folks from out of state will no longer be allowed to apply for medical cannabis cards. Now, I don't know if the people that are I want to see if I can find that, because it really didn't say if the people that already have a card, if they'll lose their use. But technically, if you go to if I went there and got a medical card, I would not be able to bring it back, because you can't really bring it back. I mean, because it's not legal in your state. So, I mean, like, if I got in, and that's a big issue. And I guess who would know? Because, like, in Michigan, you have to have Michigan residency. But it doesn't, from what I remember reading, I don't remember and allowing people to get it. It said it had like 600 people. And I didn't really say if they'll be able to So I guess they can. Like in New Mexico, people from other states that have a medical card, they're allowing it. But it doesn't really say if like I don't know, but they say like the law that like if I have a medical card in Michigan, I go there, I can get cannabis there. They're wondering if like could that interfere? Because I don't know, if I use cannabis and I'm from Texas and I go there and I get a medical card, I couldn't really bring it back legally. And it didn't really say if those people would still be able to get medical cannabis, or if once this law comes into effect full born, they will not have that access. So that I have a medical card now because I'm out of state because it was law, but when they pass this law where people from out of state can't get medical marijuana cards anymore, am I losing my right to use mine? Or so it's going to be interesting. It doesn't really say, because I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. And it's just, I mean, I think a lot of things that are with cannabis that are coming out are things that they're going to be like, well, they've known about it. It's just, here's the science behind what we know. Because I know people that are people that have smoked and gone to the dentist and had like dental work and didn't need like Novocaine or anything. I don't know if I would try that. Because I was watching this thing where I guess this lady was having all kinds of brain stuff. Yeah, it is sad with that. But, you know, my brother always used to tell me, he goes, okay, legalize marijuana and tax it. Well, I'm sort of like Michigan. Okay, dirty. This is a tire rotation tax. This is a nitrogen tire tax. This is this tax, that tax. It's all going to fix the roads, and they just go in their pocketbook. They don't fix the roads. You know, it's one of those things. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, you don't have, yeah, all you have to, there's a thing called mute button. Yeah, but this time where it's like, you have to hear his commercial, I'm like, oh, Lord, my eyes just want to start bleeding. But, you know, that was my brother. He was a huge, you know, he's like, well, yeah, it's just like the taxes in Michigan. Yeah, you might make billions of dollars in taxes, but they're just going to flush it down the toilet in their own pocketbooks instead of help us, you know. And that's, but, I mean, to think that you could get medical cannabis, but, like, you couldn't bring it across state lines. You'd have to use it there. So, you know, if you don't have medical cannabis, some states, cops, if you have a medical card, and you say, here's my medical card, here's my medicine, I use it as prescribed, and you have the legal amounts or just whatever, some are cool with it because you're following law. Some people say, it just depends. Just be upfront and honest and, yeah, I got cannabis on me and I am a medical card carrier. Here's my card. I'm in da-da-da. You know, that's the problem I deal with because I can only use in my state and I can't take it. So, but that's the way the world works, folks. You know, there are some gray areas. You know, and imagine if we wouldn't have taken God out of our schools. What if it would have been like, okay, yeah, you're gonna learn how to, okay, if you need to have kids, teach them about guns. Teach them how to respect the gun. See, we grew up in an age when Tom and Jerry got killed 10 times in an episode. And guess what? We knew it was fake. We knew it wasn't real. We knew we couldn't live forever. Unlike last Sunday at the Daytona 500 when I thought Ryan Newman was gone and yesterday's walking out of the hospital holding his kids. You know? And where is one of his fellow NASCAR fans doing that brushed up against him? On his knees by his car praying for him. That's amazing. That's what this world's about. Though Manchester United may suck and not be that great, you know, there was a time when you're at Old Trafford. That's a Stratford end. I'm taking my heart out, but guess what, folks? If something goes wrong, I'm putting my heart back in. Because I remember,
thank you for dinner.
I remember when in 90, it was a Bush race at Bristol, and I'm like, okay, Michael Waltrip, nice knowing you. I pray it was, since the wreck was that bad, I pray it was a quick end. And then he's coming around like, what are y'all concerned about? What the heck? And went until he watched the video, he's like, holy cow, like, how did he survive that? You know? It's like Greg Moore. When he was a promising Indy Lights driver. And they had the new hamper device. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see what's going on. It's going to be a good race. And, you know, and when you saw that wreck, I'm like, besides the tires, there's nothing more than this piece of paper cut into five is probably the biggest piece of that car. Took him to Lumberland, the hospital, for resuscitative efforts. He was pronounced dead. And that's why I'm saying they'll look at Ryan Newman's car and see what worked, what saved him, what made him better, what can we improve on. And that's what, you know, that was all God there. You got to give that one to God.
Everybody started praying right when it happened.
Yeah, because I remember I'm sitting there and I kind of like, honey, pray.
Oh, yes, amen.
And you're like, what? I'm like, watch the replay. I hope he's even alive. But, you know. I may have to try to find my way to a Biden rally or a Bernie Sanders rally and say, yeah, I think we need to label all veterans as illegal so that they can get the free health care. You're going to give them the clothing and all that stuff. That's just my opinion. I mean, that way it can be everywhere. So we don't have to be in California with all the feces and needles and all that. But I do want to thank California for eliminating the plastic straws from the ocean. Yeah, that's, you know, the needles, that you know, those are safe. Thousands of needles all over the streets, that's safe. But, you know, plastic straws in the ocean, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. I got about 4 minutes or so now getting to the Europa League and Premier League news. So thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's been a great conversation. It's been a long day. Yeah, because like where I work, like you can't, like if you have to do anything, you're not from there, you have to watch that 30-minute videos.
There's a lot. We've been having fun.
Oh, I know. But, you know, and it's like, okay, so we're going to get our hoods cleaned. And the people have to watch, like, the 30-minute video and all that stuff because I work at a chemical manufacturing. And, you know, and like, okay, if you have a vehicle, if there's an emergency and there's a vehicle on property, you have to know what to do. It doesn't matter who you are. If, you know, doors have to be left open, keys in the car, so you can start the car and get it out of there. You know, there's things you all have to abide by. You have to know, and they have to watch the video. And it takes forever. And then you have to have someone with them at all times because they have to be escorted everywhere. And then when I'm done, okay, I've got like an hour till I got to go to the doctor, but I'm like 10 minutes away. So what do I do for an hour?
What time did you get done with work?
Like 2:50, and then it was like 2:45, 3:45 of my appointment. So it's like, okay, what do I do for an hour? Yeah, it's fine. But that's the way this.
At that time, listen to Sean Kennedy.
But, you know, it's all, but it's good. It's a good thing, though, you know, that we got, who we got in here. We got someone that's doing, you know, small business owners has their approval of Trump is skyrocketing. Well, maybe, well, Trump's just trying to help himself. Well, what if he is? What if, like, oh, is he gonna pass these things to eliminate regulations only for his business? Did you see that bill Trump passed? It only helps his, yeah, these things to reduce regulations are only for, no, they're for everybody. Not just for one man. Wow. Hundreds camp out overnight before Colorado Trump rally. Colorado deplorables are camping out in anticipation of their KAG rally.
He's got to go to the place of an air filter because he doesn't like any kind of smoke.
What's
you
up?
Know? Trump rally in Colorado? Ha! You know there's going to be getting the good stuff there.
Well, imagine if you're like in line like this trying to sleep overnight, like, okay, hope you don't have to crap.
That's when you take a blanket, you take a bucket, you take toilet paper, you go cover yourself with the bucket and with the blanket in the bucket. You can wipe.
I'm going to tell you a funny story.
Oh, good Lord.
And this is not me, but
I'm sorry, folks.
No, if you ever saw the movie, if you ever saw the stand-up comedy No Cure for Cancer with Dennis Leary, the first or second night they were taping it for HBO, they said, everything looks great, but there's no bathroom in the back. So if you got to go to the bathroom, you got to use the front bathroom, like that the public uses. And they go, oh, we can deal with that. And like it was the first or second night of shooting, right before they were about ready to go on, Dennis Leary had to take the biggest dump of his life. And he goes, well, I think I can hold it. I can't. And he goes, well, you can't use that bathroom because you go out there, they're going to think it's the star of the show. Well, his producer comes back with a bucket and a roll of toilet paper, and this is your only option, pal.
Hey, you got to do what you're good
to do. You got to do what you got to do, and I want to get into some Premier League action, folks. Yes. We drew level with Club Brugge.
I thought you won.
No, we drew 1-1.
Sorry.
It's because I was able to listen to the game on... Yeah, if anyone's out there that's in the States that's watching, if you get the Talk Sport app, as long as it's not on TV like the FA Cup games you can listen to on the radio, it's only if it's on like NBC or whatever on TV and it's televised, you can't. The only problem I have with it is because if I'm home, if I'm somewhere, I either watch the United Stand or do the Talk Sport app. Now, usually... You know, if I'm home, I usually turn the volume down on the game and just listen to the United Stand and just watch it on the watch-along. But if you're out, you can get the Talk Sport app. And you can, if it's not on TV here, you can listen to the radio version. It's good times. But, like, we got to stop playing three center backs. I truly believe Ali is scared that, okay, you got some strikers now. Most coaches have a style, and that's what they play. So many people are saying, well, when Ollie gets the right players, he'll be able to play his style of football. You play his style of football now, whether you got good players or not. You got to have a style of football. And I think some of these players are being hindered because, hey, I'm a striker. I'm expecting to be a striking, very attacking type style of football. And I feel like Ollie is playing a type where he goes, well, we're going to be very defensive, but with Bruno Fernandes and Anthony Martial, we'll squeak out a couple goals. Hopefully we'll get like one or two. We'll hopefully get two or three goals, at least one. You know, because Jose Mourinho has always been the guy that, okay, we're going to try to get a goal very quickly and then be very defensive and let time run out. That's a perfect way to waste 90 minutes. And I think Ollie tries to do a mix where he tries to be very defensive but still tries to have some sort of attacking we can score two goals. Instead of trying to be, you know, we're going to try to squeak out and get two or three goals, playing very defensive. We got a couple strikers, and we hope that we have some. We scored. We're a team that, I hate to say it, we're very, very defensive right now. And if
you don't like that, do you?
No.
You're going to be offensive.
Yeah. I would rather be like Alex Ferguson. Okay, we might lose the game, but always like, okay, let's just try to get, like Jose Mourinho, at worst, we're going to draw. But if we're lucky while we're defensive, we might score a goal. You know, so it's just one of those things. And I'd rather be, okay, well, let's try to win 3-0. Hey, because there are so many games that we've played recently that it's like, okay, I think Man City was better. Chelsea's, there are times where we'll win, but the other team's better, I think. We just got lucky and scored a couple goals. And you can't say, well, once he gets his players in, he'll play his. No, you play the style of football. Okay, Manchester United is not the long ball team. Sorry. Fellaini's gone. I know Ollie's getting the right players to come in and the wrong players and the dead wood out, but playing three center backs has got to stop. You need to play it with two at the back. This 5-3-2 stuff's got to stop. I don't know if he feels like, well, we really haven't had a good midfield, so we need to play three center backs and play a defensive style of football. And we got to play that way just because we don't really have any people that are shooting. You know, when we get some good crosses into the box, Bruno Fernandes can score stuff. When we get Marcus Rashford back, he'll be able to score stuff. Anthony Martial can do stuff if we get good crosses into the box. It's been shown. We just need to, and I have a feeling that if we get Champions League, Ollie's here to stay. And rightly he should. But the tactics he's doing, I'm not for this super defensive. Now, if you got like a 3-point lead, okay. You need to still be aggressive. You can't lie back and say, okay, because if you act like, oh, we got a 3-goal lead, we're great. Well, whoops. The ball went by me. They scored. So like those penalty kicks where the goalie's like, yeah, because he kicked it and hit the goal post, came out and spun like this, and then was going backwards and went into the goal. Yeah, you should watch some of these like penalty kick fails where they think like it hits the goal post. It hits like the post, the bar, and you think, yeah, and the goalie thinks it's saved, and it goes back in, and it counts as a goal. It's hilarious, some of the stuff that's gone on. But, hey, got about 3 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Don't forget there is PayPal if you want to help donate. The stuff's not cheap.
And like and share.
And share. Yeah, because these mics are not cheap. This cord's like $50. I mean, and I pay every month to do this. I don't have my wife buying advertising and me getting a percentage of the money.
You know, she's done that. She probably knows what she's doing because she's done that since his political career. You know, that's the only job he's had?
Yeah.
He was on welfare before he became a senator.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done.
No, you're right, though. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this season shakes out because, I mean, you wonder if, like with Man City and stuff and these things and all these, the bans and stuff that's going on, and is, okay, let me see here. Oh, wow. Does the bans affect everything, or does it affect one? Does it only affect the Premier League? Does it only affect them not being in the Champions League?
The ban for?
It's financial stuff. They haven't really said. It's just illegal dealings with money. Got about 90 seconds left, but okay, because there's kind of talk like that. Hey, that we might, that might, if that happens to, would that affect them when they won the title that year? Would we get the title? I mean, you gotta look at it right now, folks. With about 60 seconds left, Liverpool's dominating. No one's got even a chance to get near them. And that's a good thing, I guess. I mean, not really, because I hate the Scousers. No, I strongly dislike, I don't hate them. I strongly dislike them. If they're our biggest rival, and, you know, when they win, they give us crap and heckle us. And when we win, we give it back to them. But at the end, if anything was ever to happen to any of them, we would be the first ones there donating whatever we could to help them out and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's just how the football program works, folks.
Who's older, Man City or Man United?
United. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye. Good, I can go to the bathroom now.